14, I was an F-18 Foxtrot pilot in the Navy Fighter Attack Squadron 11, the Red Rippers, and I was stationed at NAS Oceana in Virginia Beach. After upgrades were made to our jet's radar systems, we began detecting unknown objects operating in our airspace. At first, we assumed they were radar errors, but soon we began to correlate the radar tracks with multiple onboard sensors, including infrared systems, eventually through visual ID.
All right, so this is one of the testimony givers at the House Oversight Committee the other day talking. I did finally get to watch the whole thing. It is sobering information. The House Oversight Committee Subcommittee on National Security, the Border, and Foreign Affairs. Again, Ryan Graves talking about his experience as an F-18 pilot, in this case flying out of NAS Oceana in 2014. And what did they see when they got on station?
During a training mission in Warning Area Whiskey 72, 10 miles off the coast of Virginia Beach, two F-18 Super Hornets were split by a UAP. The object, described as a dark gray or a black cube inside of a clear sphere, came within 50 feet of the lead aircraft and was estimated to be 5 to 15 feet in diameter. The mission commander terminated the flight immediately and returned to base. Our squadron submitted a safety report, but there was no official acknowledgement of the incident and no further mechanism to report the sightings. Soon, these encounters became so frequent that aircrew would discuss the risk of UAP as part of their regular pre-flight brief.
So frequent that they actually briefed on it as part of the safety to understand the ongoing risk this posed. A 15-foot sphere, clear, surrounding a box, a black gray cube of some kind that went right between the F-18s. I mean, that's a concern, right? That's not something that they should have to deal with just from a safety perspective, right? Let alone, you know, who made it and is that the aliens? Do the aliens live among us? Is this, like, it's not very typical. This came up later in the conversation. It's not particularly common, even if you're developing some advanced weapon system, that you would just spring it unbeknownst on F-18 pilots where they're flying these, what's an F-18, like $60 million, something like that? Flying, tens of millions of dollars aircraft across a patrol range in outside of Virginia. No, sir. That is not how that works. So the problem is that there are all kinds of sightings like this, all kinds of things like this, most of which we don't know about because they get suppressed.
The majority of witnesses are commercial pilots at majority major airlines. Often, they are veterans with decades of flying experience.
This is, he's talking about his organization, Safe Aerospace, Americans for Safe Aerospace. That was his concern is, if this stuff is going on, regardless of origin, country, extraterrestriality, anything like that, it's just a safety concern. Let's try to accumulate information so we can know how safe the airspace is, and, what kinds of things need to be done about it. So they've taken in reports from pilots of, commercial pilots and military pilots.
Pilots are reporting UAP at altitudes that appear above them at 40,000 feet, potentially in low Earth orbit or in the gray zone below the Kármán line, making inexplainable maneuvers like right-hand turns and retrograde orbits or J-hooks. Sometimes these reports are reoccurring, with numerous recent sightings north of Hawaii and in the North Atlantic.
And there was one later on in the conversation where he's like, we watched it standing still in a Category 4 hurricane doing nothing. Just perfectly stationary in the middle of all that. Oh, well, we don't have that ability. Nobody has that ability. That's years and years and maybe centuries, who knows, ahead of us technologically.
I recognize the skepticism surrounding this topic. If everyone could see the sensor and video data I witnessed, our national conversation would change. I urge us to put aside stigma and address the security and safety issue this topic represents. If UAP are foreign drones, it is an urgent national security problem. If it is something else, it is an issue for science. In either case, unidentified objects are a concern for flight safety. The American people deserve to know what is happening in our skies. It is long overdue.
That's exactly right. There's all kinds of dimensions to this question. I don't mean the dimensions from which the craft came. I just mean, there's parts of this problem that deserve at least investigation and transparency. One is obviously, what are these things? Where do they come from? What do they mean? Are we talking about aliens? Are we talking about, non-humans from this planet? Are we talking about technology that we have developed or somebody else has developed? answers are still open. But why is it being kept a secret? Why is it being suppressed? Where's the money going that seems to be going to funding, you know, maybe reverse engineering on some of the downed craft that the one of the other testimony givers claimed exists with even non-human biological material inside? I mean, like, there's all these questions. But aside from all of that, just pure safety. And if it is ours in any way, then the government should be overseeing it, and that means that the Congress should know about it. At least some people in Congress should know about it. So loads of questions remain. I'm glad we're finally cracking this open. It's a very, very important story, and possibly one of the most significant or the most significant story in human history. I mean, if you think about it, potentially. 437-1620, I'm Andrew McKay. Coming up next, the Transgressors Memorial Service. Gracie is filling in for Candy this morning with traffic on the fives.
Really no major slowdowns to report. We do have some slowdowns getting onto NAS Pensacola at the gate, but other than that, looking good. I-10, I-110 running smoothly, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point, as well as Navarre. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. That's the traffic line number. I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. This spring, weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters hit the stage. They'll have music selections ranging from soulful jazz, New Orleans jazz, all the way up to the newest dance hits plus R&B favorites. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for actor Stanley Tucci, who recently claimed there's nothing wrong with heterosexual actors like him portraying homosexual characters on film. As he told the BBC,
I'm always very flattered when gay men come up to me and talk about The Devil Wears Prada, mm-hmm. or they talk about Supernova. And they say that, like, it was just so beautiful, you know, you did it. You did it the right way. Because often it's not done the right way.
But of course, this has long been the problem in Hollywood. Actors daring to play parts that take on roles they should not, and thereby marginalizing actual members of those demographics, whether racial, physical ability, or sexual orientation. So many films had white actors putting on blackface and marginalizing blackness while also displacing black actors. So many able-bodied actors have put on the pretense of disability, whether physical or mental, and thereby marginalized the alternately abled, as well as preventing them from getting work. And now Stanley Tucci is defending his habit of putting on gay face and taking jobs away from actual homosexuals.
I really do believe that an actor is an actor is an actor. You're supposed to play different people. You just are. That's the whole point of it.
But this is absurd. How can a straight man accurately pretend to be a gay man? Are we really to believe that a straight man can be authentic portraying a sexual orientation he's never experienced? Surely it's far more authentic to let gay actors portray the roles they have actually lived. If anything, what we should be doing is letting gay men perform straight roles, since so many gay men have spent much of their lives pretending to be straight due to the bigotry against them in our society. In contrast, how many straight men have any experience at all pretending to be gay? Nearly none. This is simply a matter of professional excellence. We should hire gays to play everyone and let straights play only themselves. Down with gay face and out with Stanley Tucci. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Go rest high on that mountain.
Second, being on time and the privileging of punctuality. As anyone who has studied intersectional history knows, the entire concept of timeliness as a virtue is a construct imposed on oppressed minorities by the white patriarchy.
Time, being on time is white supremacy, because what are they always on time to do? Oppress.
As this Instagram influencer says, so true. White Westernism believes in punctuality, but many African and Hispanic cultures simply don't share this weird fixation. CPT as an acronym exists for a good reason. But it could just as easily be HPT, reflecting the polychronic attitude of black and brown cultures in which tasks are done in parallel rather than in sequence, and values such as family and relationship are prioritized over transactional productivity. Whereas monochronic cultures consider interruptions and distractions as a problem, non-white cultures consider them an ordinary part of a healthy life. Thus, punctuality, timeliness, and deadlines in general are just another form of institutional racism, which is why they're used by companies to disadvantage polychronic peoples under the pretense of what they so arrogantly call professionalism. But now we're learning that in addition to being racist, the expectation of being on time is based on ignorance of the very real challenge of time blindness, a neurodivergent inability to correctly gauge how long tasks actually take. Historically treated as a character flaw or a skills deficiency, time blindness is really better understood as a brain function difference which deserves understanding, inclusion, and accommodation. Instead of treating the time blind who are chronically late for appointments, scrambling to do things at the last minute, and penalized for interrupting events already in progress, we should recognize the gift of tardiness. This stressed-out culture of ours needs an anti-punctuality revolution. And if we can just start learning the lesson our fellow time-blind citizens are trying to teach us, instead of othering and marginalizing them for their lateness, perhaps we can finally destabilize the timearchy and usher in the blissful siestatopia of polychronic unproductivity at last. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, we want to recognize the excellent work being done by the Church of England to degender God, especially as the Archbishop of York this week noted that calling God our Father in the Lord's Prayer is deeply problematic. Now, we have previously exegeted the sexism embedded in any masculine reference to God. Even if we were to concede that God chose to reveal himself as male to the oppressively patriarchal culture of ancient Israel, we don't have any proof that they still would identify as male in today's more gender-fluid cultures. Just because God was assigned male at Genesis does not mean they want to be called a he, him, his today. So clearly, we should not only refer to them as a they, but also should talk about the Holy Trinity as Parent, Son, and Holy Ghost, putting aside for the moment good questions about whether even Jesus would still identify as male. After all, he did associate well with women, and he never went on a date or played sports, so maybe we just shouldn't be too adamant about the whole sonship thing. But God's gender wasn't even the main point Archbishop Cottrell had in mind.
If this God to whom we pray is Father, and yes, I know the word Father is problematic for those whose experience of earthly fathers has been destructive and abusive, and for all of us who have labored rather too much from an oppressively patriarchal grip on life.
What wisdom! Choosing to cast aside the church's historic goal of redeeming broken fatherhood by bringing congregants into a healthy relationship with their true Father in heaven through sound preaching and the healing work of the Holy Spirit, the Archbishop has realized that it's better to cater to the mental frailty of those who've had bad fathers and simply avoid this triggering topic altogether. But of course, saying our parent who art in heaven isn't much help for those who've had troubled experiences with both parents, or who have not known their parents, or who have lived in foster homes. So instead, when teaching God's people to pray, perhaps the best path forward is to have them say, "Our buddy, whose gender is undetermined." See, simple, inclusive, and non-triggering to anybody. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Following today's service, we will be meeting in Fellowship Hall for a period of fasting and tambourine cacophony to express solidarity with our brethren, sistren, and other in the Screenwriters and Actors Guilds who are striking for their rights in Hollywood. As we have been recently deprived of the daily reaffirmation of our faith from our beloved televangelist, Reverend Kimmel and Bishop Colbert, it is incumbent upon us to earnestly seek the end of this current hindrance to the spread of the gospel of wokeism. Also, a reminder that our conference is still boycotting the states of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and Texas. If you must endanger the planet by taking a vacation, please only travel to the certified ally states of California, Illinois, and New York, or Canada. Canada is certainly still in the alliance.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
626 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Gracie has traffic on the fives.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some slowdowns getting onto NAS Pensacola just at the gate, but nothing too bad. If you do see something on the road slowing you down this morning, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives.
You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to be able to pick up the phone and know you're going to get the right stuff the first time. That's going to come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Now they have $29 AC inspections. You can also sign up for Peden's Smart Care membership. It's just $35 a month. That's a maintenance plan that covers the routine maintenance and includes priority scheduling over non-members, 15% discount on repairs and upgrades, 5% discount on major replacement, and after hours or emergency service fees get waived. So if there's a catastrophe and you need work, right, you get to the front of the line, which is going to be a big deal if there is a problem. $1,000 off a Briggs & Stratton whole home generator right now, 0% financing, and $1,000 off water filtration system installations right now, and of course a free water test. So find out more about any of these products and services at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. 628 here on News Radio 92.3. There are some transgressors when I do them. I'm a little afraid that people are going to be like, man, Brother Andrew's got a point. Okay, all right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I love Fridays.
You love Fridays?
I love Fridays, yep.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, hold on, there we go. Much the mic's better. Broken again. I love Fridays. Woe to all who offend. All right. The layoff, let's start off with this, a story we were talking about a few minutes ago, the layoffs at Anheuser-Busch InBev. Mm-hmm. Reportedly, those now are not going to be affecting the frontline workers, such as brewery, warehouses, drivers, field salespeople, any of those. That according to a release from the company. And the number of people being laid off, it was 2% of their workforce. That's going to be 350 people. Apparently, it's more of a corporate restructuring.
Thank you for the clarification. I appreciate that.
A hearing for the Michigan school shooter is going to resume today as prosecutors push for life in prison. Ethan Crumbly pled guilty last year on all charges related to the killing of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. He was 15 at the time of that. And LeBron James' oldest son, Bronny, being discharged from the hospital. He had that sudden cardiac arrest incident. That happened during a workout at USC where he plays basketball. A Cedars-Sinai Medical Group doctor says he's showing encouraging signs of recovery, and they're sending him home to rest.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, this is something that I tell people all the time, and I don't know if I say it enough on the air, but if I ever say anything that's inaccurate or you disagree with, you're always welcome to text in. I want to know. I tell these people all the time when I interview them because they're, you know, subject matter experts kind of thing. But that clarification on the InBev, who was, you know, losing their jobs, we had been talking about this, and I had made the comment, you know, it's probably not going to be the, like, VPs and executives and those folks. It's going to be the, you know, ordinary people. And somebody texts in, are you sure about that? And that made me go, look. So I appreciate that. I always appreciate if you think that we've got something wrong. Please, we want to get it right. I don't ever want to be wrong, but I would much rather find out that I was wrong and fix it rather than go on being wrong, obviously. You can't get smart if you don't find out where you were stupid. 6:30 on News Radio 92.3. Quint Studer is going to join us in just a minute to talk about some lessons in leadership in his new book. David, what do you have coming up, sir?
A Milton man is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. We'll tell you why after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump has three new charges against him and a new co-defendant in the case over classified documents at his home in Florida.
He's now formally accused of asking a Mar-a-Lago staff member to erase camera footage in an attempt to obstruct the probe into classified documents that wound up at the Palm Beach Resort. Carlos de Olivero becomes the third man named in the indictment. He's charged with making false statements in an interview with the FBI.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A school shooter's diary entries and videos about his plans are evidence at his sentencing hearing.
Ethan Crumbly was 15 when he opened fire in 2021 at Oxford High School, killing four classmates and injuring seven others, prompting the so-called Miller hearing that was mandated after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that prevents automatic life sentences for minors.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3, 79 degrees, and partly cloudy skies this morning. A Milton man has been sentenced to life in prison for sexual abuse of a child and child porn charges. U.S. Attorney Jason Coody says that Christopher Hoffman was convicted on charges including engaging in a child exploitation enterprise. In May of 2021, special agents from Homeland Security Investigations say they saw a message from Hoffman's online persona, Insario, that indicated he had access to a child he was abusing and grooming for future abuse as well. He was arrested after online investigators traced that profile back to an address in Milton. If Hoffman is ever released from prison, he'd be on supervised release for life and also required to register as a sex offender. The man that was shot by his father after an altercation this week has been identified now as 33-year-old Robert Palmer. He's being held in the Escambia County Jail on battery and elder abuse charges. And according to an arrest report, the man's father told investigators he shot his son after he had been attacked while his son was intoxicated. Palmer allegedly was demanding money from his parents and had also slapped his mother prior to attacking his father when deputies arrived at the home that was on Peakview Drive. They say Palmer was lying face down with a gunshot wound to the buttocks. The trial of the mother accused of fatally injuring her daughter in a Pensacola hospital entering its second day. Prosecutors presented witnesses yesterday over 6 hours of testimony, including from medical examiner Dr. Deanna Oleski.
I noted that she had three, I wrote confluent. Confluent means that they're touching. So she had three touching one-inch red-purple contusions over her left upper lateral chest. So she had a 1.5-inch faint linear abrasion over her left lower abdomen.
And Oleski ruled the cause of death in that case as being blunt force trauma to the torso. Jessica Bortle, charged with manslaughter in the death of her 14-year-old daughter, Jasmine Singletary. That happened July of 2021. A man has died after an officer-involved shooting in South Florida. Police in Miami Beach say an officer shot a man that was armed with a knife and had taken hostages at a Victoria's Secret store. The suspect reportedly had a knife held to a woman's throat. Eventually, officers shot the man. He died at the scene. Right now, no word on a motive or how the man may have known the women. Florida Senator Rick Scott voicing his frustration over a scheduled phone call today with Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall. It's over the future of Hurlburt Field.
No one has said that our bases have any problem fulfilling their mission. Nobody. So this seems like it's just a political decision by the Biden administration. But I'm going to fight like hell to stop it.
And Scott, along with Senator Marco Rubio, Congressman Matt Gaetz, all bracing for the news that the Air Force may be moving special operations forces out of Hurlburt Field. Scott says he was blindsided over the lack of transparency. He called this wrong and inappropriate. And according to Channel 3, a 2022 economic impact statement shows that military and civilian salaries bring more than $1 billion into the local economy. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Gracie's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
We do have an accident off of New Warrington Road, reported by FHP. There is a roadway is blocked in this area. So that's going to be, again, New Warrington Road, just north of Navy Boulevard. Looks like it's off of Twin Oaks Drive. So just keep that in mind that if that's your typical way this morning, you may want to take another route. Right now, not seeing any slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind this morning. taking a look at getting onto NAS Pensacola, running smoothly, really nothing to slow you down. See anything else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line with any details. That number is 850-2626-111, and I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives.
It's going to be a warm and humid day today with temperatures topping out in the low to mid 90s. 20% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 70s. As we head into the weekend, humidity continues to rise with rain chances slowly increasing for both Saturday and Sunday. 30 and 40% chance of rain both days, and we will have our temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 79 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. Our next news at 7, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with your Money Now. Freight operators are bracing for a weak peak shipping season this fall as they hold down costs during the period when companies usually start rushing goods through supply chains ahead of the holidays. Freight businesses say there are no signals, either on the sea or in the air, that there will be a peak season this year. A shipping surge also fizzled out last year when consumers pivoted toward services and retailers found themselves overstocked. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina have introduced legislation to establish a new federal regulatory commission to rein in big tech. The bill seeks to amend the 1914 antitrust law known as the Clayton Act to create an independent bipartisan regulator charged with policing the biggest tech platforms like Facebook, Google, and Amazon to protect consumers, promote competition, secure privacy, guard national security, and prevent harm online. That's your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Today at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. One of our favorite people, Quint Studer, is joining us now. He's got a new book coming out, and I always love having a chance to hang out with a guy who's had such a shaping influence on so many different institutions here in Pensacola, including the architecture and the sports scene, and of course, a mentor to our current mayor, D.C. Reeves. So, you know, I mean, a little bit of an influence that Quint has had on our community. Quint, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. It's so nice of you to have me.
Oh, always good to have you. I did want to start, before we talk about your book, and of course we want to talk quite a bit about your book, but you had a very sad news note last night. Your mom passed away at the age of 98. Is that right?
Yeah, at 10:42 last night.
Oh, goodness.
She passed
wow.
away, so.
I'm so sorry. I mean, that's just... You know, she's had a full life, obviously, but still, that's just, you know, that's always a difficult thing.
It is. It's always, we were talking, my oldest son from Wisconsin was in town. We're talking just yesterday on the way home, actually, from, he was in Covenant Care Hospice, and we were there most of the time that Mallory was there, right almost when she passed, and we just came back for a little bit, and then they called and told us, so we went back, of course, last night to spend, you know, private time with her, but, yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, when anybody passes away at a certain age, people think it's, and if they're right, it's a full life.
Right.
Still, I even woke up this morning and I said to Rishi, I can't believe if, you know, my whole life I've been able to call my mother. She lived next door to us,
mm-hmm.
been able to see her. And so, you know, it's like those things that we just don't even take those. I know when I lost my sister, I went to my parents' house and the phone rang and I noticed my sister who did their answering machine for them answered, you know, as she was on the machine. And it's just those things you don't take off. I still have people in their address book of my phone who have passed away because it's just hard to believe they're not available, not around. But last night, most of the night, in fact, I found some videos that she had made. And she made a lot of videos for the Wahoos.
Oh, okay.
She'd be really mad. So I'd videotape her and send it to the manager. And they'd get a real kick out of it. They'd have a lot of fun out of it. And, yeah, she loved Pat Kelly, the manager, for
many
years. And when he went to the, of course, he was with the Reds. So when they switched to Chattanooga, they came in and beat us. And she, I taped her doing a video saying she's glad he's in town, but not to beat us. And, she's very competitive. She didn't like to lose.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm actually going to play. You posted on your Twitter account last night this just a snippet of a video with your mom, just so people get a chance to hear that. You'll immediately recognize, I think, a bit of where Quint gets his energy and his attitude from.
I am surely everything. I can do most anything. I can dance and I can sing, 'cause I am surely everything.
Obviously I did not know her, but see, what a lovely woman.
And that was her 98th birthday. So
oh, wow.
Like that was 10 years ago. She had a great quick wit. In fact, when she was in the Covenant Care and Sacred Heart Hospice Respite Unit, one of her great nephews who lives in this town now, since it came to see us, liked it so much, stayed with his wife, Aunt Shirley, you look beautiful as ever. And she immediately said, it's dark in here.
That's very much that Midwestern sensibility. That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. And, you know, you're so right. When you know, I mean, my mom passed quite a while ago. And the thing that even to this day always strikes me is that entire library of knowledge about me is gone. You know, like that you mentioned, you know, your ability to call her up and she knew your whole life and everything about you, good and bad, you know, but that you don't have access to that anymore. I'm curious, you know, I know the book is your columns over the years, but I did want to give you a chance to say, you know, what sort of leadership lessons, what sort of life formation lessons did you learn from your mom that have that have kept you through all these years and, you know, guided you?
I think we pick up a little from everyone. You know, we pick up things from our parents. My mom probably used a sense of humor.
Mm.
My mom had, you know, everybody called her a quick wit. And she had a good sense of humor. And sometimes, though you don't want to lighten a situation that shouldn't be lightened, sometimes you need a little humor just to take a little edge off. I was talking to a CEO of an organization, and we were looking at some of his results. And he did some really analytics. He's 13,000 employees 800 people in leadership. And we divided them up by their employee engagement results. So, so many, if you're under 50%, you know, 50 to 89 or above 90. And he had a number of leaders below 50%. And
oh, wow.
You could see everybody was a little disappointed. And he said, you know, hey, and just think how good we are with, but he did it in a way, it's like, hey, look how good we are with this. And imagine when they get better. But he did it in a humorous way. So I think sometimes humor can take an edge off the situation or make things a little more comfortable. And I don't mean nasty humor. I don't mean sarcastic humor. I just mean, you know, humor like her saying to Pat Kelly, she liked to have it in town, but she sure didn't like the fact that Chattanooga beat us, those types of things.
You bet. And I mean, there's a sense in which humor can bond us to people and, you know, show that we understand each other's experiences and, you know, express a kind of solidarity, especially through pain or through difficult things. That's one of the great sources of humor. Quint, we're talking to Quint Studer. The book is Sundays with Quint. We'll come back to him in just a second. Candy's out today, but Gracie has traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good right now with no major slowdowns. We do have an accident off of North New Warrington Road. That's going to be a roadblock in the area. That's just north of North Navy Boulevard off of Twin Oaks Drive. So not a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind that there is a roadblock in that area. Other than that, we're looking good. And if you see something, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Gracie. Back to Quint Studer. The book is Sundays with Quint. And Quint, this is, I don't mean to be presumptuous, but in some ways, as a book, this is the easiest book you had to write, right? Because it's a collection of pre-existing columns that you wrote for the Pensacola News Journal.
Oh, for sure. For sure, right? Yeah. It wasn't easy to write because we could say it took 7 years. But in reality,
right.
We didn't have to worry about editing. We didn't have to worry about... sometimes when you write it, you know, you're always making sure that you give people... sources, you know, you always have to be very careful about trademarks, things
yep.
like that, that people might not normally think about. But so we already knew that it was all, no, there wasn't going to be any issues. Nobody was going to say, oh, I didn't like this or this wasn't right. I mean, and so, yeah, so it was, the hard work was by Lisa of the News Journal because we had over 300 something articles.
Yeah.
And I truly told her, I'm so close to it and I see maybe a different stuff. She's got to manage a staff, and it is really written, I think. Well, I wrote it really because there's so many new people in leadership.
Yeah.
There's so many new people, even in our community leadership, there's so many new people, new supervisors. About almost 40% of people today in supervision are either new to the job in the last 3 years or because of resignations have a new leadership job in the last 3 years. So
yeah.
I always write my books for those middle managers, those early supervisors. So I sent to a CEO, and I said to him in the card, I said, you know, here's the book. And I said, it's a great book for early careerists and supervisors. And he wrote back and said, Quint, I've read it. It's a great book for everyone. So I think everyone, you know, my goal with books is not to make people feel stupid, not to make them feel bad, to help people feel better. And then how people feel better is, one, to know I'm not alone. Hey, gosh, other people struggle with the same stuff I'm struggling with. And the second thing is people, I think there's so many people that write about the problem. Well, yeah, we all can write about the problem, but what's the solution?
Right.
So I always want to leave a few tips at each column and some tips that, okay, now that you know this, what do you do? What do you do? I find if we identify a problem, we have a human responsibility to also search for a solution.
No, that's great. And I think, you know, for my perspective on this book, there's 52 chapters, so 52 columns, so you could read it one chapter a week. And I would really recommend, I hope I'm recommending what you would recommend, which is read one a week. Don't read more than one. Read that one. Think about that and manage through that during the week. Lead with those things in mind during the week, because I think the value of this is, you know, so much of the time you get into a habit of performing a certain way, and changing those habits is so difficult. So you bring that kind of outside perspective to somebody's management style and life for that week and kind of gently remind them, hey, it can be a different way. And then just work on that one thing that week and then another one thing the next week. At least that's how it seems to me.
always work on one or two things. Yep. Research shows if we try to work on one or two things, there's about a 93% chance we'll make progress. When we add a third thing, it drops to 50. So, and anything, and one of the things I've always coached and teached is people come to a workshop. Of course, they're going to hear a lot of things. And then they walk out and they want to implement so many things. You know, after the sizzle evaporates, there's not much left. And I tell people, you're better off focusing on one thing, get it right. And sometimes it's look at where you're at. I did a small workshop for about 30 people, and they each had read the book. And one of the assignments was just pick a chapter that relates to you and talk about it. And there's a chapter in there called, you know, The Plate is Full. And you know, that was the column that most people picked, or the chapter. Yeah. I have a full plate. And, you know, in the book I talk about, we always have a full plate.
Right.
That in the book, Road Less Traveled, said, life is difficult. Once you accept that, it's not as difficult. I said, so don't sit here and exhaust yourself because you got a full plate. You're always going to have a full plate. Try to figure out what's the most biggest ingredient on the plate. Get that right. So, and it's interesting because you don't know which are people going to pick. An early person, early in their career, they picked the one about self-doubt.
Yeah.
And he talked about self-doubt or fear. Because, you know, one of the big things I write a lot about is change, and speak a lot about. And, you know, the first phase of change is usually I'm excited. I got a new job, got to do this, got to do that. I'm sort of excited about this change. Well, the second phase of change is doubt. Can I do it? Can I make it? Am I going to be successful? You know, I was talking to, I do these things. I went to the
We're losing our cell phone connection with you, Quinn. Are you still there, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, much better now. Yeah. Hey, I love the book. I love the idea of it. We're completely out of time, but I did want to say thank you for joining us this morning. No, it's not at all. The book is Sundays with Quint. It is available either at the website, sundayswithquint.com, or at the Bodacious Shops, or at Wahoo's, but, you know, you can go to Bodacious Books and buy it there. It's wonderful. I love the idea of this book, and I'm so glad you joined us with it this morning. Quint Studer, as always, thank you, sir, for the time.
All proceeds go to the Center for Civic Engagement locally, which is great.
No, that and outstanding use of the money for the book. Quint Studer, again, thank you for what you've done for the community, and thank you for teaching us better leadership skills. I know I have personally benefited from it through LEAP, but thank you so much for the time this morning, sir.
All right. Love you, Andrew.
Oh, man, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
National average for a gallon of gas, 373. Man, it keeps going up. 367 here in Florida, 320 in Mississippi, and California is 495. If you're in Navarre, my goodness, 345. That's up about 35 cents over the last less than a week. 330, that's east of the Walmart. West of the other Walmart is 335, at least at the moment. 335 in, let's see, I think this is the Liberty Station. Yeah, the Liberty and Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. 445 in Gulf Breeze proper. In Milton, 339 at the at the Raceway. 336 at the P Ridge Murphy, 339 at the stations in Pace. On 9 Mile, the Walmart has 338. Same at the Murphy in front of the U.S. 29 Walmart. And then coming in from the southwest side, best price in the land is $3.17 at the Beacon store on Cervantes. That's the Beacon 3 store. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. 657 here on News Radio 92.3. Gracie's in for Candy this morning with traffic on the fives.
We do have some slowdowns on New Warrington Road. This is going to be just north of Twin Oaks Drive. In the northbound direction, it's backing up to Chiefs Way. So just keep that in mind. That is a roadblock in the area reported by FHP. So that, again, New Warrington Road northbound. Anything else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic lane with the details. 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, and we got word that it might be that is a pedestrian fatality as well. So just be keeping folks in your prayers this morning because, you know, somebody's gotten some very awful, awful news. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The deadly heat wave in the southwest apparently taking its toll in Phoenix. They're saying it's been the hottest month ever. And their medical examiner's office says in Maricopa County there says their capacity is at 106%. Apparently it's caused so many deaths they've had to bring in extra coolers to keep up with bodies. The historic launch of a Falcon Heavy rocket has been postponed. The triple core rocket was supposed to blast off from the Kennedy Space Center last night. SpaceX ended up canceling that launch, and the launch has been rescheduled for tonight at 10 o'clock. The Justice Department launching a civil rights investigation into claims that the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force against black people. The probe announced yesterday, coming 7 months after the police beating death of Tyree Nichols. The Justice Department launching a civil rights investigation.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. It's 6:58, time for future news. When Gracie and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens, Twitter X, he's now trying to even change, like, you don't say a tweet anymore. He wants to say, I don't know, send an X or X out, or I have to deal with my X.
Oh, my God.
Do you think some other language is going to pick up where, I mean, tweet's a word, right?
Yeah.
It was made a word like 10 years ago. You think something else will replace that?
I don't think so.
Seems like, you know, it's going to be, people are going to be sending tweets. I mean, you got a word. Why fiddle with it? UNESCO from the UN says that we should ban cell phones in schools and classrooms. Do you think about a quarter of all countries already do? Do you think the U.S. and especially locally, we change our policies regarding cell phones?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, this was an experiment, and I don't think the experiment worked. And a lot of people are recognizing that at this point. Will time blindness become a recognized alternate ability, and we'll have to accommodate people like me who might be a little bit late more of the time?
I think I have it.
A lot of us have it.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.